What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, the idea of female infidelity. I'm pretty sure you guys have seen the video of the woman in the red dress. I'm definitely going to go into that later. However, women in other countries, if they're merely suspected of infidelity, they can get taken offline. Like the woman in this article that was published on the 4th of February. Delhi, man offlines wife suspecting infidelity. That is right, gentlemen. We have gone back to good old Maskistan. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A 40-year-old woman was allegedly offlined by her husband in Delhi's Borivali area on suspicion of having extramarital relations, said police on Saturday. According to officials, on Friday at about 4:43 a.m., a PCR call regarding, quote unquote, a lady lying in a pool of blood who has been offlined at Satya Vihar was received at Delhi's Borivali police station. Upon reaching the spot, the deceased was found with multiple injuries on her face. If that's not personal, I don't know what is. The injured lady was shifted to Borivali Government Hospital, where she was declared deleted, police said. Subsequently, a case under Section 302 IPC, which is the Indian Penal Code, was registered at the police station in Borivali. Following a comprehensive inquiry, it came to light that the victim's spouse offlined her, alleging her involvement with others. During questioning, the accused husband, identified as Kundam Shah, 46, admitted to his involvement in the termination of his wife on a Friday afternoon using a chisel. A chisel. Wow. Indian men have some of the most creative yet brutal ways to dispatch someone. Police said the incident took place while they were alone at home and their children were either at school or their workplaces. Upon further investigation, the accused disclosed that his wife had been consistently neglecting him for an extended period. Uh-oh. We have the phrase in this space. When she stops giving you attention, she's giving other men attention. He became convinced that she had been engaged in illicit relationships with others, leading to his frustration and commission of the crime. On sustained interrogation, the accused also revealed that he had prior involvement in a case of assault registered against him at Delhi's Mukherjee Nagar police station. I don't really understand what that has to do with this, but whatever. A chisel used in the commission of the offense and a mobile phone of the deceased, which the accused had destroyed after committing the termination, were received by police officials, added. Well, well, well. Good old Maskistan. But seriously, seriously, this guy said, hey, my wife was not taking care of me. So obviously, that meant if she was giving her time and attention to me, more than likely, she was giving it to other men. Well, she decided to chip away at their relationship. So he decided to chisel her out of his life. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, the chisel of calamity. I'm giving that a 25. Psychological impact, gotta give that a 20. For the brutality factor, chisel to the face, I gotta give that a 30. And for the uniqueness factor, I'm gonna give that a 25. So, Kundam Shankar Shah gets a score of 110. Gentlemen, I want to reiterate. When it comes to adultery in other countries, those men over there, they take that extremely seriously. Now, let's go back to the video of the woman in the red dress who openly admits, first off, she lies and says she's single. Then she says she's got two boyfriends. But then she comes out and says, you know what? I got five boyfriends. Gentlemen, that right there is an absolute horrible woman. No matter how good she looks. Now, she says she's only sleeping with one guy. Bull. That's cap. Bullshit. She has to sleep with all five of those guys to keep them somewhat interested, to keep getting things from them. Now, I find it very, very, very egregious that the Western societies have zero problems with women openly talking about how unfaithful they are. Yet, at the same time, when men decide, you know what? I'm just going to pull myself out of this dating market. Oh, those men still have to be shamed because they're unwilling to accept, unfaithful women. No. Gentlemen, that woman is a prime example of she's never yours. It's just your turn. But yet, when men, when the top 10% of men are just running through women and never actually settling with them, they want to get mad and say all men. No, ladies. No. Men of today have seen through that smoke screen. They know the men that you're really talking about. So yeah, more and more regular, everyday, average men are saying, fuck that. Don't put me in that category. But see, women know good and well that they will never, ever actually differentiate between men. That way, they can always continue to paint all men with that brush. And yet, certain men will sit back and try to prove they're not that guy. Get the absolute fuck out of here with that nonsense. But, yeah. Once again, social media has been the godsend that men needed to see just how fucked up the modern female behavior truly is, especially the Western female. Once again, it is very ironic, especially when it comes to the American black woman, how they will openly say men need to pay for them, but yet they still have the smoke for the passport brothers saying, oh, those guys are simply going overseas to trick on quote unquote sex workers. Here's the main question that I have regarding that quote unquote shaming tactic. If a man has to choose between paying for a woman over here and paying for a woman overseas, because let's not get this twisted, gentlemen. All women want men's resources. But gentlemen, you are the one who chooses which woman gets your resources. So, if a man has the choice between paying for a Western woman and all the negativity that comes with her, or an overseas woman and the positivity that comes with her, that is not a stupid decision for that man to go overseas and more than likely get exactly what he's looking for. But I digress. I seriously digress. The unfaithfulness of the Western woman, believe you me, gentlemen, it is going to be her biggest downfall, especially down the line. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you Western women who somehow believe that now it is your right to quote unquote play with men, have rotations and all that stuff, you better get this through your thick skulls, and you better get it through your thick skulls pretty quickly. The power you think you have via your trashed out box, that is going out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to accept your sluttish behavior, that's going out right along with it. Why? Because more and more men will simply say, you know what? Nope. Social media has shown exactly what these women are. Therefore, I can choose another route. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.